The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis. Mikdash Rishayin Mipnei Machorav, the first base of Mikdash, why was it destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Dvorim. Because of three reasons. Shehoyu Bay Avedezor Begil Arayis Ushvichas Domim. Because there, at that time, amongst Yisrael, there was Avedezora, idolatry, Gilarayas, adultery and incest, Shvichas Domim, the shedding of blood. And then the Gemara brings sources to this. The Gemara continues. Just find it. Aval Migdash Sheni, Shai Eiskin Betorah B'mitzvah Zugimilas Chasodi. Second base of Migdash, we know that they were occupied with the study of Torah, and they were occupied with mitzvahs, and they were occupied with chesed. Mipnei machorav. Why was it destroyed? Mipnei shehayis boy sinas chinam. Because there was unwanted and unwarranted hatred and squabbles and faribel between the people. L'lamdicho, this comes to teach you, shiskula sinas chinam keneged shleish avedus. That the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, of unwarranted hatred between man and his fellow man, Jew and his fellow Jew, is equal to the three most cardinal Aveiras in the Torah: idolatry, promiscuity, and the shedding of blood. Then the Gemara continues. And it states that in the first Beis Hamikdash, Lefichach Hevi Aleihen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought three decrees against our people then, because of the three Aveiros, Sheba Yodim, Sheneamar, Lachen Biglalchem Tzion Sode Sechorish, Yushalayim Iin Tzia, Bar Habayis Labomis Yoar. The Pasuk in Micha, Peregimel, that because of what you have done, Zion will become a plowed up field. That was one decree. Second decree, Yushalayim will be full of stones and rubble. Third decree, Baharabais Labomas Yoar, the mountain of which the Beis Hamikdash is on, that will become a field of barren hills and mounds. Then the Gemara carries on. Rabbi Eichanan Rabbi Lezer, the Amri Tervayo, Rishonim Shenizgale Avonam Nizgale Kotzom. In the first Beis Hamikdash, where they reveal their sins. Rashi explains, Lo yemachasin pisheihem. Their sins were apparent. Nizgale kotzom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them how long the golus, the exile, will be. Achreinim shalei nizgale avonam. But in the later, by the second Beis Hamikdash, where their Averis were not apparent, Rashi says, B'nei Mikdash Sheni Rishoyim Hoya B'Seser. Because outwardly, they were religious Jews, from a Yidden. States they were Eiskim B'Torah, U'B'Mitzvahs, U'B'Gemilas Chasodim. They were learning, studying Torah. They were fulfilling mitzvahs. They were doing chesed. But b'mnei mikdash sheni rishoyim hayu b'seisa. And secretly, they were rishoyim because hatred. Yes, this was a concealed hatred against each other. So therefore, late achreinim shel nisgala avonam, le nisgala kotzam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal to them when the ultimate geula, the redemption, would come. In the first base of Migdash, we find Rashi brings from the posuk in Yirmiyahu, Choftes, posuk Yud, Ki kei omar Hashem, ki lefim leos shim shono, efkeid eschem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, that after the fulfillment of 70 years, I shall remember you and redeem you. V'hakomis mosi aleichem es dvori hatov lohoshiv eschem el hamokom hazeh. And I will fulfill my promises and bring you back to this place. This was by the first Beis Hamikdash, where the Golus lasted 70 years. But the Gemara tells us that the time of the Geula, of the second Geula from the Beis Hamikdash, was not revealed. And therefore we don't know when it'll be. We've had many false prophets and many predictors during the generations that will always tell us when it'll be. But the Gemara says it wasn't revealed. Therefore, we do not know when it'll be. And we're still in the Golus. Then the Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Tova tzipornon shel rishenim mikresi shel achrenim. The fingernails, which is the most insignificant part of the human being, their fingernails were greater than the kresi shel achrenim, than the internal organs of the later ones. Omale Reish Lakish Adaraba. Reish Lakish said no, to the contrary. Achreinu Adifi. The later generations were better. Because Afal Gavdi Koshibud Malchi is Ko Aski Batora. Because during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, many, many times, they still had the foreign nations rule them. And still we see they were Osik B'Torah. They studied Torah. Omalei, Sir Rabbi Yechanan said to Reish Lakish, Bira Techiach, Shechozel Rishainim, Belechozel Achreinim. He says, no, Bira Techiach. Bira is the great palace. The proof is the great palace. For the Rishainim, we see that after a short time, it was returned. Well, for the Achreinim, for the later generations, it still hasn't been returned. Then, Omar Rabbi Sh'alu asked Rabbi Lezer. At another instance, they asked Rabbi Lezer, Rishenim Gedolim or Achreinim Gedolim? Who were greater? The generations of the first Beis Hamikdash? Or the generations of the second Beis Hamikdash? Omer lehem, tnu einechem bebira. Ika diamri omer lehem, eidechem bira. This is all you have to do, is look at the Beis Hamikdash. Because binyan habayis, eid lochem bedover. Shelechoz alonu vechoz al rishenim. The building of the Beis Hamikdash is the testimony by the first generations. After 70 years, the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt by the second Beis Hamikdash. It still has not been rebuilt for us. This is the Sugis HaGemora. This is the Gemora. So what is the Gemara telling us? It states that the first Beis HaMikdash, the causes of its destruction were the three cardinal Averas, Averas Zorah, Gilarais, Ushvichas Domim. Idolatry, adultery and incest, and the shedding of blood. What was done openly. Because their Averas were open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was open with them. And he gave over to his Nevi'im, to his prophets, just how long they would go into Golus for 70 years, and then they returned to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Averas of the second of the generations of the second Beis HaMikdash were seen as chinam, the unwarranted and unjustified hatred between Jew and fellow Jew. The Gemara says, but this was besesher, this was concealed. Because outwardly, they were engrossed in the study of Torah, they were engrossed in the fulfillment of mitzvahs, and they were even engrossed in the doing of chesed to one another. You had this double, this duplication, duplicity. At one hand, they were engrossed in doing chesed one to the other, and at the other hand, it was rampant, the ill feelings and hatred that they had for one another. And this was all mechusa b'leib. This was all concealed. Because it was concealed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed his intentions, and he never revealed to them when the redemption would come. And then the Gemara says, what generation was greater? Gemara comes to the conclusion that the first generations were far greater than the second. Bira Techiach. Because we see that after a short span of time, by the first generations, the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. But by the second Churban, we still do not even have the Beis HaMikdash after 2,000 years. This is the Gemara. Now this Gemara would seem is a enormous wonder. Because the three most severe averus in the Torah are the three that the Gemara mentions by the first Beis HaMikdash. And these are the three which are known commonly is because Yehoreg Val Yavor, Chol Averus Shebetorah, when it comes to other averus. V'chai bohem v'leish yomus behem. If you're forced to give your life for it, under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to give your life for it. If someone is sick on Yom Kippur, he must eat. If someone needs, for his the sake of life and death, something done on Shabbos, and it's a Chilul Shabbos, you have to desecrate the Shabbos for it. So this is B'chol HaTorah, by all mitzvahs. This is B'chol HaTorah Kula, by all mitzvahs. But when it comes to these three averus, the deen is Yehoreg ve'al yavur. He has to give his life before transgressing these averus. So these are known as the Gimel Chamuros, the three most severe averus in the Torah. And we can understand why this brought down the Beis HaMikdash. But sinas chinam, the fact that this faribul, there's not good feelings between Jew and fellow Jew. This, people would say the Hamon, the populace, and not even the populace, but many, many people will tell you, here you're talking about Musar, Hasidus. For sure, a Jew should love his fellow man. But we're not talking about Yiddishkeit. We're not talking, after all, not talking about Chilul Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. He keeps Shantiv. He keeps Kashrus. Not only keeps Kashrus, eats Mahadrin. Yeah. So, Fruma Yidi is. Fruma Yidi is. And Chas V'Sholem is not Isaac in Aveda Zora. He's not Isaac in Gilarais. In Shvichas Domim. All right, so he has farimus. It's all the time. It says a little Loshon Hara. This is from the kosher averus, because you find it by kosher people. Mora says, Mora says explicit. Shonu Yodin, Mora says. It states, Migdusheni Shohaya Oskin. We know that they were occupied with studying Torah. Uve mitzvahs. All mitzvahs. Shabbos they kept. Kashrus they kept. Yantiv they kept. Ate the best matzahs. Spent a lot of money for an esrog. Everything. Oskin be mitzvahs. And afilo chesed. They did chesed one to the other. So what was lacking? Mibnei shohoisa, so mibnei machorov. Mibnei shohoisa by sinas chinam. Because there was this small avera that a Jew didn't get along with his fellow Jew. This was it. Because of that, the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. And then the Gemara tells us they were worse than the generation at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Because the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 70 years later. It was rebuilt. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. 2,000 years. Bira Techiach. We still don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We still do not have Yerushalayim. We still do not have Eretz Yisrael. We're still Mefuzer and Mefurad. Ben Kol Amim, scattered amongst all of the nations. Yes, we have. We have something of Eretz Yisrael. And we have all of the movements in Eretz Yisrael. But read your newspapers. Not a day goes by that there's peace there, that there's shalom. And what's under Har Hashem? The Beis HaMikdash. The Mosque of Islam is under Har Hashem. Melamdecho, what it says, it comes to teach you. They're not seen as chinom, this lack of goodwill between Jew and his fellow Jew is equal to Avedis Ora, to idolatry. And not that it's equal to Gilarayas, incest and adultery. And not that it's equal to Shvichas Domim, to murder. But Shkuli Mechol Gimel, it's equal to all three put together. This is what the Gemara tells us. What is the explanation of this? The Maraumi Prague explains, and this is in this, in a number of places, in many, many places. Netzach Yisrael and then Nesiv Lev Tov and other places. The contrary to Sinas Chinom is Avas Abrius and Avas Rehu. The love for your fellow man and the love for your fellow Jew. The source of this, even the essence of this, is in the heart, the lev. And this is the difference between a lev tov and a lev ra. A good heart and an evil heart. Brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Shlem HaMelech said, in Mishlei, Perchov Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ohev Tohar Lev, he loves the Tohor Lev, the one who has a pure heart, a good heart. Pleasantness is spoken from his lips, and even the king makes him his friend. Who loves who? The Targum brings Rachem. Rachom Eloka dechi libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves he who has a pure heart. Ubechizdo desfosei. And from the chesed and the pleasantness that comes from his lips, yishaber lemalko, everyone will want to be his friends, even the king of the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the one who has a good and a pure heart. And from that heart will come dvorim tovim, good things, good words, pleasantness. And these words will be beloved and desired by people. And because of that, they will want to become his friends. Even the king of the land will want to make him as a re'ehu, as his friend. This is what the Chazal tell us in many, many places. Ohev ve'ohuv. A person must strive to be someone that loves and is beloved. And the Chazal tell us, ohuv lemalo ve'nechmod lemato. When a person is beloved, he's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's beloved by the people. If you see someone that is beloved by the people, then it's for sure that he's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see someone that is not beloved by the people, then he is not beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have the contrary to it. There's another pasuk in Mishlei. Perechov Vav Pasachov Gimel. There Shlem HaMelech said, Kesef Sigim Mitzupa Al Chores Sfosayim Dolkim Belevra. If you take strips of silver, pieces of silver, and you cover up a Kli Cheres, an earthen keli, earthenware with it, so what do you have? You have something that looks beautiful. Looks silver. But it's only cheap earthenware. This Shlem HaMelech said is the same with the person who's the Lev Ra, who has a bad heart and will try to give a good impression, but for Sayim Dolkim, from his lips will come words of inflammation, of incitement, of machlekes. Kesef sigi metzupa al chores, sfosayim dolkim belevro. That just as the kli cheres, the earthenware you take, and you cover it with pieces of silver, its very essence is still only clay, so is the person with the levra, with an evil heart, with a bad heart. From his lips will come words of fire and machlekes, even though he might try not to have them. Chofetz Chaim brings from Yishalmi that the churban by Sheni, destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, was because there was Loshen Hora b'neihem. Words of incitement and machlekes of slander between the Jews. This is Hainu Hach. It's the same. Because if someone has hatred in him, Sinas Chinam, this is a testimony that his heart is ra. His heart is bad. If his heart is bad, then from there has to come out evil words. Sfosav Dolkin. The Levra. And the explanation in this is because the heart, just as it is in the physical man, it is the merkas, it's the center of the human being. And from the heart, the sustenance goes out to the entire body. The heart is the mafamish. Even the brain, which is the master of the person, must come onto the heart. Because if the heart will not feed the brain, the blood, the brain will function, will stop functioning immediately. It's the heart, and this is why it's placed in the center of the person. It's mefanes, it sustains, it nourishes, it brings life to the entire being. And so is it in when it comes to other levels. The levels of the nefesh, the levels of the emotions. That if a person has a lev tov, then it'll bring tov to the entire being. If he has a lev ra, it'll bring ra, evil, to the entire being. The Gemara brings in Gittin to illustrate this. And daf Nun Gimel, excuse me, Nun Hey, Seif Amud Beis. When the Gemara is speaking about the Churban Habayis, the Gemara says, "Akamtsa ubar kamtsa chorv Yerushalayim." What was the final straw that brought Yerushalayim down? Brings was a maisa, an episode that took place between two people. One was named Kamtsa, and the other was named Bar Kamtsa. And this was the illustration of what was rotten in the entire society. The Gemara says, what was the case? Dahu gavra derachme kamtsa ubal devavib debar kamtsa. There was one person who was very good friends with Kamtsa, but he was an enemy of Bar Kamtsa. Ovat sadusa sudasa. One time he made a suda, a simcha. He told his gabbai, servant, go invite Kamtsa to the Suda. Also, Isile Bar Kamtsa. So he got confused, he made a mistake, and instead of inviting Kamtsa, he invited Bar Kamtsa. Also, Askechei Davi Yosef, when the person came to the Simcha, the Bala Simcha, he saw that his enemy, Bar Kamtsa, is sitting there. Amalei michti, ahu gavra bal debava dahu gavrahu. My boy saw him. So he said, what is this person doing here? He says, he's not my friend. Kum puk. So he said, you must go. It was an embarrassment for the person to walk out. So he said, he says, look, since I'm here already, I'll pay you for what I eat and drink. He said, no, you have to leave. He said, I'll pay you for half this entire simcha. He says, no, you have to leave. I'll pay you for the entire simcha. You have to leave. This is how much he hated him. He took him by the arm and he had him thrown out. So this Bar Kamtsa was very, very upset and very angry and very embarrassed. There were Rabbonon at the Suda. And they didn't say anything. It must be that they were happy with what was done. Ezel echel bo kurze be malka. I will go to the Roman government. At that time, things were very, very sensitive and touchy with the Roman government because the Roman government were the powers at hand. I will go to the Roman government and I will start a whole pogrom. I will start a libel. Slander. He went to the Caesar. He says, the Jews are rebelling against you. He says, who says? He says, I'll prove it to you. Shadalei kurbona, send an animal with them that they should sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. Ish ish ki yakriv. Mora brings that mekabling korbanos min ha'akum, that we are obligated to accept sacrifices from the goyim, from non-Jews that want to come and bring them to our Beis HaMikdash, as long as they qualify properly, the animals. She says, send them an animal, and you'll see, imakriven lei, if they'll sacrifice it for you or not. So, they gave him an eglatil, so they gave him a nice calf, a live calf, and they said, all right, take it to the Jews on our behalf, and let's see if they sacrifice it. Badi de kosi shode be'muma. As he was taking it, he made an injury, injured the calf purposely, in order that it should have such an injury that disqualifies it for a sacrifice for the Jews. What did he do? He made an injury beneath tzosayim, in the lips of the animal. V'yamri lo bedukin shebe'ayin, and others say in the eye. Duchte de lidon hava muma ulidithu lav mumahu. Now this is something which is only a mumah, injury, a disqualification, if you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. If they would sacrifice it to Hashem, but not in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's not a disqualification for them. Sovar Rabbonon, so when he came, the Rabbonon had a dilemma. What should they do? Sovar Rabbonon likruve. They said, look, we can't send it back to them, reject it. Because we do that, you'll incite the Malchus. The Malchus had the upper hand. Things were very, very... They were sitting on a keg of dynamite at that time. We have to be very, very careful. We could start a war. So therefore, the Rabbonim took a decision that we'll have to transgress the Din Torah, and we'll have to sacrifice it with the injury. So the Rabbonim likruve mishum shalom Malchus, for the sake of peace. Omer lehu Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas. Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas was there. He was a very, very pious Jew, great chosid. He said, no, you can't do that. Jemru balimumin kremin lagabi mazbeach. You can't do that because the people will learn from there that an animal with such an injury you could bring as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash can come out a terrible thing from there. So, balimiktalei. So the only other alternative would be to take this Bar Kamtza and kill him, and not let him get back to the Roman government to tell them the story, because we're talking here of Pikuach Nefoshes, where lives are at stake. The Leleis of Elema, Amalur of Zechariah. Rabbi Zechariah said, "Yemru Matal Mum Bikotchim Yehoreg." He says it would be all right to kill him. That's not the problem, because he's a Mosur, someone who is going to go and incite on you, where it puts a Jew in danger, that's a redev. That's like an attempted murderer, and you have to stop him by all means. He says, that's not the problem. But the problem is, is people will learn from this, erroneously, that if you injure an animal that's set aside for a sacrifice, the punishment is death. And therefore we can't do that. Benkach u'benkach. Nothing happened. Therefore nothing happened. It was inaction. They didn't sacrifice it. They didn't kill him. Word got back to the Roman government. This was the final straw. The keg of dynamite blew up. They started the war. And this was the beginning of the fall of Yerushalayim. And the beginning of our Golus. Mora brings, we spoke about this on Shabbos, we're not going to go into this aspect now, but the Mesillas Yesharim dwells on this, that you see false piety, what can come from it. He says, Le'am Oretz Kosid, to be a pious Jew is not like by the nations of the world, that anybody who deems himself that he wants to be pious can be pious. To be a pious Jew takes enormous, enormous wisdom. Le'am Oretz Chosid, an ignorant person cannot be pious. And he says, here is a classic example. He brings many examples. Because the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the Sanusa, Yishor Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas. Zechariah ben Avkulas, his motives were good, were 100%. But because his piety, Hasidus was misdirected. Hechribu es beiseinu. It brought korban to our beis hamikdash. Sorfa es heicholeinu. It burned down our most holy place. Yiglisonu me'artzeinu. And brought us into golus. At any rate, this is the story that the Gemara brings that brought the korban to Yerushalayim to illustrate that this was the final straw. This was the rot that came out, that was concealed the whole time inside the apple. Now, we see how one thing led and leads to the other. Because the sheirish source of all of this was the Baal Debava, the Sinas Chinam. You had Jews here that not only did not love each other, but they hated each other. They didn't like each other. And from there, from the Sina Shebalei, from the Sina on the heart, from the heart goes out into the whole person and ultimately into the world, came Machlekes. There was a Machlekes. And from here came Einoz Devorim and Halbonas B'nei Chaver Barabim. From here came where one afflicted another with his words and brought him to public embarrassment. The Gemara brings here in the Sugya a little later on Daf Nun Zayin, Reish Omer Aleph, Omer Blezer, Bo Urei Kama Gdela Kecha Shel Busha. Come and see how great the sin is of shaming someone. Sharei Saia Akorish Baruch Hu Es Bar Kamsa. Akorish Baruch Hu, as if he felt with Bar Kamsa, and he allowed him to fulfill his motive. Behechriv as beisei v'soraf es echolei. Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed Bar Kamsa to see his plan of evil fulfilled because he was so shamed in public. So that came from there. And then more. And then Loshen Hara and Meitzi Shemra. He went to spread poison to the Roman government, which was Loshen Hara, and even Meitzi Shemra was fictitious. And Malshinus. Malshinus is when you go and you use this slander, where great tragedy can come from it. And the Marshoa says more Averis came from this. Tzoras Ayin. Tzoras Ayin is where one person does not want another person to have anything of his. What would have been so gefelach? What would have been so bad if he would have eaten there? You're here already, so eat, but next time don't come. And then he was willing to pay yet. And then he was willing to pay for the half of the whole Suda. And then he was willing to pay the whole Suda. What happens if you're making a chasna and it's costing you a fortune? And someone's there and he wasn't invited. He says, look, I'll pay for the whole chasna. He'll say, you stay and 10 other people. Bring 10 of your friends also. He's going to pick up the whole bill. That's what he said. I'll pay for everything. And still Bedavki, he said, no. He says, this is the midah of Tzoras Ayin, where you will not give to another. This was the midah the Gemara brings of Anshei Sdeim V'Amora, that they were Tzoras Ayin. They had a wonderful land, and that's why they closed it off. They said, we don't want anyone else here. So that came from, you see. And then the Marshal says that it could be that in these mumin, these injuries that he placed in the animal, there's the remes, there's the subtle indication of these Averus. Because according to one version, he injured the eye of the animal. According to the other, he injured the lips of the animal. The eye is the tzoras ayin, where one is tzar ayin. He cannot stand to see that someone shall have something of his. And the other is the loshon hora and the malshinais that comes from the lips. Then there was another avera that Mashah brings, chanufa. How come the Rabbanan didn't say anything? He said, the Rabbanan were sitting here, and they didn't say anything. They must have been happy with it. That's why he wanted to take revenge against all of Israel. Why didn't they say anything? So evidently, obviously, because this person that was making the Suda, he must have been a very, very great, a very, very prestigious person. He was a prestigious person either on, he was a wealthy person, or a prestigious person on the social ladder, or a person of power, whatever it might have been. And therefore the Rabbanan said, look, let us not mix in. If we mix in, there'll be trouble. So therefore they kept quiet. And this is the meat of Chanufa. And the Mashah brings from the Gemara in the Sechta Seita, the Agrifas HaMelech, that there they try to be machnif, that this is a false flattery. They try to flatter him and states a whole klola, a whole curse came to the world. He says during this time was the Govra HaChanufa. There was in Isgabrus a great amount of flattery, pandering to people where you shouldn't, keeping quiet for convenience sake or for other ulterior motives where you should speak out, or vice versa. And the Maral brings that Chanufa, which is sheker, one way or the other, is lies, is worse than sheker. He says there's nothing worse than it. Why? Because it's what Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, Eimel Letzadik, Eimel LeRosha Tzadikato. It's when you tell a Rosha, you're a Tzadik. It's the entire confusion of Tevara, of good and evil. If you just say a lie, you said a lie. Terrible thing. All right. But when you confuse the lines between good and evil, that's the starting of the destruction of the world. This is what we see in our world today. That when the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Yasser Arafat, could there be a greater classical example than that? There was one man, he wasn't Danish, maybe Scandinavian. And he was an Islam, but not an Arab Islam. And he was on the panel to award the Peace Prize, to award the Nobel Prize. And he resigned at that point. He says, such a tyranny of truth, how could there be? This is it. You can have Arafat from one side and he gets the Peace Prize. This is the Chanufa. Aimel Rosh Tzadikato. You tell the evil, you're righteous. And this destroys the lines between good and evil. And all of these averos come from the heart. Because that the Gemara calls echod bepeh ve'echod beleiv, where you say something, but your heart is the other way. Here we see what comes from a lev ra. Actually, our sages have already identified this. And this was in the Mishnah, in Masechet Oves. The Mishnah Masechet Oves, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud.
in this text, it's Mishnah Yud. Not all the texts are the same with the numbers of the Mishnais. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyole Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. Ve'elohen, he had five great Talmidim, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, ironically, lived during this time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ve'elohen, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkenes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yesi HaKoyin, Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanil, Rabbi Lozer ben Aruch. These were the five great disciples that Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai had. And each one, he would sing the individual praises of these five. One was a bor seed, she'ena ma'abe tipo, and so forth. Then he said, he told his five disciples, "Su'ur u ezi derech tova she'id bak bo'adam. Go study, come back and tell me, what is the greatest single attribute that a person can have that will ultimately bring him to the greatest level of perfection of manhood?" A very, very heavy assignment. So they went out. They came back. One said, Ein Tova. Reb Lezer said, a good eye. Meshua said, Chaver Tov, where he's a good friend. Biesi said, Shochein Tov, where he's a good neighbor. Reb Shimon, Amos says, Hareya Es HaNoled, someone who can foresee potential. Reb Lezer said, Lev Tov, a good heart. Omer Lehem, he said, this was Reb Lezer ben Aruch. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said, the teacher said, Rei Ani Es Divrei Elozer ben Aruch Midivreichem. I agree with Reb Lezer ben Aruch more than what anyone else said. That the greatest single attribute that a person can have that will bring him to the greatest level of perfection is a pure heart, a good heart. Shebechal dvorov divreichem. Because everything that you said is inclusive in what he said. Then he said, go out again, study the world, and come back and tell me what is the worst attribute, single attribute, that a person can have that will bring him to the greatest downfall. One came back and said, Ein Ra, bad eye, to be a bad friend, a bad neighbor. They all came back with a different answer. Reb Lezer ben Aruch said, a Lev Ra, bad heart. Again he said, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Rei Ani Es Divrei Elozer Ben Aruch Midivreichem. I agree with my Talmid, Reb Lezer Ben Aruch, what he said more than what all of you said, Shebechlal Dvorov Divreichem, because whatever you said is inclusive in him. What do we see? Of all of the attributes that a person can have, there is none greater than a pure heart. And of all of the bad attributes that a person can have, there is none worse than a bad heart. And this is the same in the physical man. That's why when you come to the doctor, he's interested in your heart. You tell him, look, I got a backache, my foot hurts, and this is not right. He takes his stethoscope and he starts listening to the heart. He didn't even hear what you said. That's what he's interested in. Because he knows that if the heart is good, I will sort out the rest. If the heart is not good, then it's trouble. See, then it's trouble. Because this is the sheirish from here goes out. Bechlau divrechem. Bechlau divrechem dvorov. What they are all saying is included in what you have said. Now, the Maral goes further. He says, what? What is so special about the Beis HaMikdash? What's special about the Beis HaMikdash, because that is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to bring his Shechina in this world. Hashem Sheikhin B'tzion. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that place, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, for his Shekhinah, for the Hashros HaShekhinah to dwell in this world. And from here will go out all of the brachos, bein begashmias and bein beruchnias, all of the physical brachos and all of the spiritual brachos to the entire world. Don't think that the Beis Hamikdash was only for spiritual brachos. Mishnah Masechta Seita tells us, Mishachor of Beis Hamikdash, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and it lists off all kinds. It says the taste of the fruit no longer has a sweet taste. And this is not there, and that's not there. The whole tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, when he went in, Lifnai Lifnim, in the Beis Hamikdash, he went in Yom HaKippurim, he would go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was his tefillah? And we say it over every Yom Kippur. It was all for the Parnosis of Adam, for the Parnosis of the world. That the crop should be good, and that business should be good, and the fruit should be good, and so forth and so on. Because all of the physical brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the spiritual brachas, he would bring down to this place and would go out into the world through the base, through the Mokom HaMikdash, through the Beis HaMikdash in its place. This is why Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is known as the Libei Shel Olam, the heart of the world. Just like man was given a heart, the world also was given a physical heart. And that was the Yerushalayim and the place of the Mikdash. Now, Rambam tells us that for the first Beis HaMikdash, we had the enormous chuyes of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Fact is, all of Eretz Yisrael was not given to us because of us. If you look consistently in the Torah, it states, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will give you this land, he says something else, which I promised Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov that I will give to their seed. The land of Eretz Yisrael didn't come to us because of us. It came to us because I promised it to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Etein, Es Oretz Hazeh Lezarachem. That was the schus of us. And it was through this we had the first Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara brings, by the second Beis HaMikdash already was Tamu Shchus HaOvos. By that time it was diluted, the merit of the Ovos. We already had a Beis HaMikdash. Brings the second Beis HaMikdash was B'Shchus Yisrael. That had to come through the merit of Yisrael. Now, Yisrael also is the heart of all of the nations of the world. It was through Yisrael that Bracha would come to the world. And this is why Yisrael was chosen, that the Beis HaMikdash will be theirs. If the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the world, so why is it under the management of Israel? Now, it's for the whole world. Zu Beisi L'chol Ha'Elam, Kodesh Baruch Hu said. It's for the whole world, and the whole world is allowed to bring their korbanos, their sacrifices to the Beis HaMikdash, and it brings bracha to the whole world. The Gemara says that if the nations of the world knew what the Beis HaMikdash did for them, not only they would have never destroyed it, they would rebuild it with gold. But the caretakers of the Beis HaMikdash, those that would do the avoda, was given to Israel. because this bracha would come through the Beis Hamikdash and through Israel. Now we can get an indication if there's a sickness in the heart of Israel, what's going to happen if Israel has a heart problem. What is going to happen to those brochas? And what is going to happen to the Beis Hamikdash? When Israel is strong, and the second Beis Hamikdash was through the Shchus of Israel, it was built, and through the Shchus of Israel, it remains built, then it was in its glory. But when the hearts of Israel become sick, the Beis Hamikdash, which is the heart of the world, starts to disintegrate. And then we had Churban. Now the Rambam brings, in his concise language, he says, what was the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash? He brings in a few words at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He says as follows, Mitzvizesei lasais bais lahashem muchon liyais makrivin bei hakorbones v'chegigin elov gimel pomim bashon. We are commanded to build a house, a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the purpose of this? So it should be set aside to bring sacrifices, A, B, and the place where all of Israel will come together three times a year. The sacrifices were the bond, were the bonds between Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately the world. Because when Israel was elevated, they brought the world up with them. So that was the bond between Israel and Hashem. And that was one purpose of the Beis Hamikdash. The second purpose of the Beis Hamikdash was to bond Israel together, zeh lezeh, where all of Israel will come to one place three times a year to bring their korbanos. The Gemara explains this, that there was a time when Israel would bring their sacrifices all in different places. Kol echad ve'echad eisebom le'atzmai. Everybody would have his own altar and he would bring his sacrifices there. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim and Har Hashem and David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Nesru HaBomeis LaOlam, we were never allowed again to bring sacrifices outside of this place, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not standing. And this is different than all of the other nations. They bring in all places, just like davening. We can daven in all shuls. We can have shuls throughout the world. Sacrifices can only be brought in that place. And we're obligated three times a year, Shleish Regolim, Yiro'eh HaKol Zoch, everyone comes to bring sacrifices at that place. What did that show? That bonded all of Israel together and then brought Israel up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they elevated the world. This was the heart of the world. What happens if there is incitement, conflict, separation, division amongst Israel? The heart is divided. If the heart is divided, this brings churban to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is golus. Golus is merely the pirud and the pizor of Israel, the scattering of Israel, caused by the Sina Shebeneihem, the lack of brotherhood amongst them. Go a step further. Who was appointed to be, in particular, the Mamuna in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? This was Aaron and his family. Aaron HaKohen, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, and his family. With what zchus was Aaron appointed? The Chazal tell us that when Moshe was summoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Eretz Mitzrayim to bring out Klal Yisrael from Egypt, and basically what Hashem was telling him, he was crowning him with the leadership of Israel, Moshe refused. This was the episode at the burning bush. And this discussion went on for many days, the Chazal tell us. And Moshe steadfastly refused. Why? Because he did not want to take the mantle of leadership in place of his older brother Aaron. Aaron also was great. Aaron also was a Novi, a prophet. And Aaron was older than him. He felt that he would hurt his brother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, this is in Shmos, Dalet Posutes Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. And he said, excuse me, Posuk Yud Dalet. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe. Vayomer halo Aaron ochicha halevi. Aaron, your brother who's a Levi. Yodati ki dabi yadaber hu. He'll do the speaking. Vigam, and don't worry. Gam hinehu yotzin likrosecho veroacho vesomach beliboy. When he hears of the news that you were chosen to be the king of Israel, he will run out to meet you. And when he sees this, vesomach beliboy, his heart will rejoice. Not like you think that he will feel badly, but this will raise his spirits of his heart. Where Bisomach Belibai, he will rejoice when he sees your greatness, even though he's your younger brother. From here we see that Aaron was the Baal Lev Tohor, person of a pure heart. Now notice it states Aaron Alevi, Aaron Ochicha Alevi, Aaron your brother Levi. Rashi brings the Chazal. Aaron was destined to be a Levi. You, Moshe, you were destined to be the Kohen. But now, because of this, I'm going to make Aaron the Kohen. And the Chazal tell us, Mishom zocha Aaron led ade hachoshon. Aaron merited to wear the garments of the Kohen Gadol. He became the Kohen Gadol. And the most beautiful garments of the Kohen Gadol was the Cheshen HaMishpat, the breastplate, that had 12 precious stones. And that was worn on the heart. What did Aaron do to have the schus to wear the Cheshen HaMishpat? This was his chus. He says, "Mishom zocha Aaron la'adi achoshen anosen alalei, because roach avesomach belibay, when he saw the success of his younger brother, he rejoiced in his heart. From here he was eicher to wear the breastplate of the choshen on his heart. To be wear the choshen, you need a leiv tohor. Aaron was the leiv tohor. The moral goes deeper." He says, the Choshen was not only a beautiful garment. That didn't only have the 12 precious stones. There was something else the Choshen had. The Choshen had Ruach HaKodesh, because inside the Choshen was the Urim of Tumim. The Urim of Tumim came the Ruach HaKodesh, the words of Hashem, that when they needed the Sanhedrin, needed a Shaila, a question, and the Sanhedrin could not resolve it, they would go to the Kohen Gadol. And from the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen would come out the answer. Ruach HaKodesh, Torah, comes from the Seichel. But the Ruach HaKodesh, that's what you labor in. But the Ruach HaKodesh, that's like the Nevuah prophecy. That's why HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives you the answers. He says that comes from the heart. And for that you need a Leiv Tohor. Mikan zocha aron le'adi hachoshen al libay, because roach or besomach belibay. Now, it was not by coincidence that Aaron, who was to be the Kohen Gadol, and from his family would be those in charge of the Mikdash, they were balei leiv tohor, because the Beis HaMikdash was the heart of the world, and it was Yachat synonymous with Israel. So we needed Leiv Tohor. And we see this. Where do we see this? Because these were the midas of Aaron. These were the qualities of Aaron. In the Mishnah Masech Tovas, Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, states, Hebi mitalmidov shel Aaron, you should make yourself disciples of Aaron. Ohev shalom v'redev shalom. Ohev esabriyais umakarvan latorah. Aaron was the one who would love peace and he would pursue peace. Ohev abriyas, he would love the people and bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would bind the people to Hashem. These were the korbonos. And he would bind the people together. This was the Abba Sabrius. This is the Leiv Tov. The whole antithesis to the Sinus Chinam. This level that we find is true also by Torah. That not only does Sina Shebalev, where there's a pirud, where there's division in the hearts of Israel, does it destroy the Beis HaMikdosh? But where there is division in the hearts of Israel, destroys Torah also. This we see also from Chazal. And the reason is the same, because the Torah also is the center of the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Torah in the world that from there should come all of the brachas. It comes through the Beis HaMikdash, through Israel, but this also serves as the heart of the world. In Parshas Yisro, Perek Yutes, Bachodesh HaShlishi, it says, when Klal Yisrael came in the third month to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, Vayachanu Bamidbor, Vayichan Shom Neged Ohor. They camped in the desert, and Vayichan Shom Neged Ohor, and Yisrael camped next to the mountain. There's an irregularity in that posuk, because it states Vayachanu Bamidbor, they camped in the desert, and then it states Vayichan, singular, he camped next to the mountain. So Rashi brings from the sages, Ki ish echot ubelev echot. This is to tell us that when they camped next to the mountain, which they were going to receive the Torah 6 days later, they camped as one person, with one heart and one person. Avoshar chaniyais, but all other campsites were betarumis ubemachlekes. It was not united. The Maral asks why. Why is it that this campsite was totally united, and all other campsites were not? He said this campsite had to be united. if it would not have been united, there would have not been a Matan Torah, a giving of the Torah. Because Yisrael Boraisa Chatu, the heart of Yisrael and the heart of the Torah is bound together. And just as the Torah has to be one, it has to be a Torah Shlema. That can only be when the hearts of Yisrael are one. If there's division amongst the hearts of Yisrael, this will cause a division in the Torah itself. If there would be a division in the Torah itself, how could the Torah be given? Be kroim, kroim, and pieces here, pieces there. It would not be a Torah Shlema. He says, that is the best, this is what is meant, there's a Nevuah prophecy, that there'll come one day when you will not be able to find Mishnah Brura, the Halacha Brura, the Mokem Echad, where we will not be able to find a Mishnah in its entirety, or a Halacha in its entirety, in one place. And that's in the Golus. That's why we have so much difficulty. We have to look here, we have to look here. There's an opinion here, there's an opinion here. So much confusion. The confusion is because there's confusion by us. Because we are scattered. Our hearts are scattered. That places a division in the Torah. But there at Matan Torah, there had to be total unity. This we find also. That when hearts were divided, this destroyed not only the Beis HaMikdash, but Torah also. We find this in the great tragedy of the Talmid and Rebbe Kiva. Mora tells us that Rebbe Kiva had 24,000 students. And these 24,000 filled up the whole world with Torah. And a great plague came, and they all died. And the world was Shamoma min HaTorah. The world was desolate from Torah. Why did they die? Our Gemara says, "Bipnei shelo nagu kavod ze lozeh." They did not give proper honor one to another. But what does that mean? The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Chayisorah, at the end of Parshas Chayisorah, adds a word: "Shohoyu tzoras ein ze bezeh." Tzoras ein ze bezeh. They did not rejoice when they saw the success of their chaver. When they saw their chaver grow in Torah, this did not bring simcha to them. But this brought kino, jealousy. Just the opposite of Aaron HaKohen. By Aaron, when he saw Moshe Ola L'Gdula, Roach HaVesamach B'Libay, he rejoiced over it. When they saw their colleagues grow, they were tzoras ayin. Now this was the division of their hearts. This was a lev ra. Not the lev tov that you want to see the success and the brocha of another Jew. If this was the case, then this eroded this Torah. And we saw Churban HaTorah. The whole Torah was destroyed from the world. The contrary to this, where we find that when there's a person is sholem v'liboy, that his heart is together with other Jews, this will build Torah. This we find by Hillel HaNossi. We quoted it in the Shir, I believe it was just last week. Hillel HaNossi. He was a person with a lev tov. He was a person with a avas abriyas. Mora brings case after case where someone would come and want to be Megayer and make all kind of qualifications and conditions, and Shammai would drive him out. Hillel would be makarev him. He would bring him close. He'd say, "My son, come in. We'll learn. We'll do it." And later on they said, "In Mesonuse shel Hillel, Hichnisonu tachas kanfei Ashchina." It was the humility and the goodness of Hillel that brought us all under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings on Hillel that why in all of the disputes in Halacha between Hillel and Shammai, why did the Baas Kol, a voice from heaven came and said, Zeh v'zeh divrei Elokim chayim. All of their words are the words of the living God, but the Halacha is like Hillel. So the Gemara says, because Hillel was a person of goodness, of calmness, of shalom, of giving kavod. When someone would ask, the Gemara says, from the house of Hillel, what is the halacha? He wouldn't say, this is the halacha, and say over what Hillel held. But they would say, there are two opinions. There's Ara, this Hillel's opinion, and there's Shammai's opinion. Our opinion and Shammai's. And he would say both opinions. Wouldn't come and say, this is the halacha. And what anybody else says is rubbish. Chas v'shalom. See, there's two opinions. There's our opinion and there's Shammai's opinion. V'lei od. And not only that, but they would say over Shammai's opinion first. The Gemara says. And say there's two opinions. Shammai says like this, and we say like this. And they wouldn't say which one is better. They were no-agul kovet, just the opposite of the Talmid de Rabbi Akiva, shalei no-agul kovet zelazeh. They were ha-yotzores ayin zelazeh. And the Gemara says, because of that, Hillel was zochu, that the halacha should be like him. What do we see? From the Leif Tov came a halacha brura, Mishne brura b'makom echad. An halacha shlema, a totality in Torah. Because the Torah is bound to the hearts of Israel. If the hearts of the Israel is lacking, then the Torah will be lacking. And then one further point. We said this was the midah of Aaron HaKohen. Who taught that in Masechet Obis? It's Hillel. Hillel haya Eimer. Hillel would say, "Havi mi talmidei shel Aaron HaKohen. Make yourselves disciples of Aaron HaKohen. Ayev shalom v'raydev shalom. Love peace and pursue peace. Oev es habriyais. Love the people. Umakarvim letorah and bring them close to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu." In the parsha of the Nesim, in Parshas Nosai, when the sanctuary was being dedicated, this was the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, and the new Mizbeach was being dedicated, so the Nesim wanted to bring gifts. So 12 Nesim, the prince of each tribe, each one brought a gift. Now at this point, it was, according to what we're saying, it was compulsory, it was very critical that there should be a total achdus of Israel, a total unity. This was the establishment of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lev of Yisrael, the Lev of the world. Now, each Nasi brought a number of things. They brought beautiful utensils. They brought animals for sacrifices, for korban olas and shlomim and so forth. They brought wheat and oil, and each one brought exactly the same items and exactly the same amounts. And the Torah goes over and over, each one individually, repeating itself over and over and over 12 times. Now the Medrash explains to us, why does the Torah have to go over it 12 times? It should tell us once and say, that's v'chein kulam, that's what everyone brought. So the Medrash explains to us. It says that even though each one brought exactly the same, but each one placed his own intention in his gift. For example, Yehuda was the king. So he had in mind all types of intentions for a king. Yisachar was the Baal Torah. They were the great study, the great masters of the Torah. They had in mind Torah. Zvulun were the great merchants that would support Torah. So this is what they had in mind. And the Medrash explains how what they had in mind on each little thing in accordance to their theme. That's why the Torah has to tell us over 12 times, because in reality each one was not the same. But then the Chofetz Chaim Zichron Baruch asks a good question. He says, so then why physically were all the same? Everyone should have brought differently. If each one had a different theme and it said there's something else in mind, so each one should have brought differently. So he says, no. He says, because if each one would have brought differently, there wouldn't have been the Achdus, there wouldn't have been the unity. What happens when you get 12 Jews in a room, and each one is davening differently, each one is eating different matzah, each one eats different meat, each one drinks different milk, each one buys an esrog from a different place, you have pirud. And what comes from there? One looks at the other, and he says, mine is more lavish than yours. I'm more kodesh than you. I'm more holier than you. The other one looks at the other one, and he says, do you think you're more holier than me? I can also do this. I can outdo this. So to retain the total achdus, the total sholem, each one brought exactly the same. In their minds, betzina, have your own machshavas, each one put in his own input. Now from here comes a great principle. This is a great principle that the Chazal learned. The Chazal tell us, and we spoke about this on Shabbos, the Mesillas Yeshorim elaborates, that, and this is based on a posuk of Micha, Peregvov, Batsnea Alechas Im Hashem Elekecho, Im Elekecho. When you walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to do something extra, something that every Jew doesn't do, and it's good, do it, but in private, not together with the other Jews. When you're together with other Jews, you must do exactly the same as the other Jews are doing. When it comes to your mitzvahs and everything else, your davening and so on, you want to do something more, that you must do privately. And this is what our Chazal has commanded us. Shleimechsei keyohora. Do not display extra mitzvahs in front of others, because it'll start a machlekes. Because they'll say, look, he's a greater tzaddik. He's more frum than I am. I'm more frum than you. And the Mesillas Yeshorim says, contrary to what people think, he says, "Bizeh haloshon." He says, "Afil al hasidim gedolim." There were many, many great righteous people. Now, when he speaks of great righteous people, he's speaking of great righteous people, very, very great righteous people. Because the Mesillas Yeshorim was such a chosid himself, besides. In Nigla and Nister and knowing the entire Torah, the Vilna Gaon said on him, he said that this rabbi, the late Rabbi Eloy, told me that if he was still living, I would walk to Italy by foot to learn by him. And when new Sforim were found, new manuscripts of the Mesilas Yesharim, it states, the Vilna Gaon put on Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos Dekan Yantiv garments to celebrate. So when the Mesilas Yesharim says, Afilu Chasidim Gdolim, Heinichu Bimin Hoge Chasidusam, B'yeis Bein Hamon Ha'am, the great righteous people would abstain from their own customs, from their own extra hanhogos practices when they were together with other people, in order not to cause a pirud, a division. But there should be achdus, there should be oneness, because they understood that when there's a pirud, if there's division, if there's havdolahs, if there's mechitzas amongst Jews, then there'll be mechitzas amongst the hearts of Jews. If there's the mechitzas amongst the hearts of Jews, that'll bring down our Beis HaMikdash. That'll destroy our Torah. And that'll be far worse than the Averus of Averus Zorah, Shpichas Domim, and Gilui Arayos. How can you say it'll be far worse than idolatry? The Medrash says that. The Medrash says in Parshas Nasal, and that Parsha of the Nasim, the Medrash says that Yisrael Eivdim Averizora V'Sholam B'Nehem, when Yisrael serves idolatry but there's unity between them, Kodesh Baruch Hu says Hanuch Lehem, I am unable to do anything to them. Yicholek, once there's division, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I can do something to them. Now, there was a Rav Lawrence who was from the Agudish Israel in America. Excuse me, in Eretz Israel. And he spoke at a gathering, Agudish Israel gathering, I believe it was about 1990. And I heard the tape once of what he said. And he brought a sephoma from that parsha of the Nesim. Very interesting. In that parsha of the Nesim, it states that before they brought their gifts to dedicate the new altar, the new Mizreach, they brought gifts for the sanctuary. What were the gifts of the sanctuary? So it states in Parshas Noseh Bamidbar Zayin, Posik Beis in Gimel, Bayoviyu es korbonon lifnei Hashem, Sheish eglei sov ushnei osa bokor. Six wagons that were covered and 12 cattle. These were their gifts. Now there were 12 of them. Agola Ashnei Anasim, one wagon was contributed by every two of the princes, Vishor Echot, and one bull by each one. So therefore they bought six wagons amongst the 12 of them, and 12 cattle. Sifona asked a good kasha, what were they poor? They couldn't afford each one to bring their own, to donate their own wagon. They had to get two together to donate a wagon. You can't imagine how wealthy Klal Yisrael was. They went out with all of the wealth of Egypt, even the wealth that Yosef had concealed, the Pare. They went out with all of the wealth from the Bezus Hayam, from the that the Egyptians lost in the sea. So they were poorer. They said, look, each one will bring his own bull, but when it comes to a wagon, two of us will pitch in together. It's kasha. The Sifona answers as follows. Egla al shnei anasim, agola al shnei anasim, le'eis achva b'nehem, as a sign of brotherhood and camaraderieship. Asher bo yeruim, Shetishre Shechina B'neihem. Because now was the time of the Hakomas HaMishkan, to set up the sanctuary. The sanctuary was to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina into the world, upon them. They understood that the Shechina can dwell only if there's total unity amongst Klal Yisrael. They said, why should each one bring his own wagon? We'll bring a wagon amongst every two. And that way, everyone will be shouldering the burden together. Two people shoulder the burden together. Two people carry together. That's a shutfus. That's a partnership. That's a brotherhood. Ki omru, like the Chazal tell us, vayhi b'shuren melech b'isasev roshei am yachad. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a king in Israel? When all of the heads of Israel are together. So therefore we'll bring one wagon for two of us. Al Hepach, the contrary, and then he quotes the Medrash that we just quoted from Parshas Nesoi, Cholak Libam Ato Yehoshamu, that when Klal Yisrael is Eved Aved Zora idolatry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and the Sholem B'neihem, there's peace between them, Hanech Lehem, leave it, I can't do anything to them. Cholak Libam, if there's division, then I can do something. This they understood. The Manal concludes in the Zesim Lev Tov. He says as follows. He says, Migdosh Rishon, the first base Hamigdosh, Al Ma'odu, what was it destroyed for? Because of Avedah Zorah, Gilah, Aishush, Mihazgomim, the three cardinal sins. Idolatry, incest and adultery, and the spilling of blood. After 70 years, it was returned. Migdosh Sheni, that we know they were from a Jews. They were Oskim B'Torah, Eskim B'Mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasodim, even Chesed. They were doing Chesed for each other. But they were doing physical chesed to each other, but their hearts were not in it. There was not the avas, habriyos, the love for each other. So why did it was it destroyed? Al sinas chinam shebeneihem, because of the unwarranted hatred between them. Lelamdecho, to teach us, sheshkula sinas chinam, that this apparent, this Avera, which is seemingly an Avera Kal, a simple little Avera, no. The other is not heart failure. This is heart failure. The other is other problems, but the doctor can cure that. But if this is the problem, this is heart failure. The whole world disintegrates. Klal Yisrael disintegrates, the Beis Hamikdash disintegrates, Torah disintegrates, and they go, and there's a golus. And Bira Techiach, the Gemara says, the proof of the pudding is, Beis Hamikdash is not returned. So the Maral says, if this brings the Churban, so certainly there cannot be Binyan then, as long as this is prevalent. For example, I mean, if something brings a sickness, so as long as that's prevalent, the patient is not going to become cured. So therefore he says, Lekach yesh lidag al ador. This he's saying in his generation. He lived in the 1500s. He says, therefore, he says, we should be so worried about our generation. Like we see with our eyes. Now he lived in a door of great, great Gaonim and Jews yet. That this Mida, this of Sinas Chinam, is worse than ever. Masher hu yotze od min amida arayzoi sisines chinam hu akino. And what comes from this midas ra, this bad attribute, is even more, and that's kino, jealousy, shu belev, which comes from the heart. Ki halev ra yesh le kino kasher yesh le chaver shum teva v'shum mala. That people become jealous and they become hardened when they see another Jew has bracha or success. This is even a greater manifestation of it. Hepech lev tov, the contrary to a good heart. What is a good heart? People want to know, people will tell you, well, I have a good heart. What is the test of a good heart? He says, a good heart is shehu sameach b'meh sheyagia min hatov l'chaveray. It was Aaron, that when you see success in any endeavor, you see brocha by another Jew, if it makes you happy, then you know you have a lev tov. If it doesn't make us happy, then we know we do not have a lev tov. He says, this is the acid test. This was Aaron Ochicha Verocha. He will see his younger brother became the leader of all of Klal Yisrael over him. V'samach v'liboy. He had a rejoicing of the heart. U'mikam Zocha. And from there he was Zecha to the Kuna, to the Choshen HaMishpat, which is worn on the heart, and the Urim, the Tumim, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Ashros HaShchina, that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. May we all be Zeicher to see in ourselves and in our generation the growth of a Lev Tov, where instead of the Pirud and the Pizur, the division amongst Israel, there should be the unity, and we will see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. B'meir av Yameinu, Amen.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.